Have we done that in this place before? Is it here or the other venue? No, yeah, I think there was a service here like that. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6. Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Long time, missed you. Nice seeing you again. Thank you. Fan zone. Amen. Nice seeing you all again. I know I left you in capable hands. Say capable hands. So, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Okay. It's likely to be a long study, but let's start today, like part 1 to 5. And actually, by Sunday, we should have done part 5. So you should know how we are going to get there. Okay. Stopping demonic activities, part 1. So we take it from doctrinal to experiential. Stopping demonic activities, part 1. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, the word will there in the Greek means your desire, your pleasure. Where's Brashimez? He escaped. I thought I forgot. Online. Will you quote my scriptures for me online? Wow, mouthpiece. Okay, thy will, like the word will there means your inclination, your desire, your purpose should be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. Lord, one day we are going to sit down with this verse. Because if the will of God is already done in heaven here, why does Jesus need to go to heaven to purify heaven for us? That's a question. Don't answer. Okay? So, let your will be done on earth as it is done where? In heaven. So, God has a desire. He has a determination on earth. There is something that God is actively expecting to be done on the earth. But sadly, it's fortunately for us, that will of God will only be carried out by a man. E.g., Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 is from the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer. And we saw in the Lord's Prayer, I think we thought down that under which series is salvation? Salvation, one of maybe part 4 or part 5. Okay, we saw that every prayer inside our Lord's prayers, have they been answered? How did God answer them? How? Hebrews 10, verse 7. Oh, glory to God. Say, I've been commissioned. Say, I've been commissioned. Just pardon me, let me go slow this way this evening. Hebrews 10, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the what? Volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Okay, in Matthew 6, he said, let your will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. But we saw that at the end of the day, it was a man that came to carry out that will of God. So, although God has a desire for this world, but who does desire? Who carries it out? Man. God wants to save all mankind. He has to save a man. Be careful the way you interpret the omnipotence of God. Be careful the way you interpret his omniscience, his all-knowing, his all, like, his big power. That big power, we don't see it until a man is seen. Look throughout your Bible from Genesis to Malachi. Sorry, to Revelations. There is nowhere you see the miraculous move of God and you don't see a man. Go and check. And it just happened. We don't know how it happened. Nobody was there. Check, you won't find one. Praise God. A man must be involved. Even Genesis 1 and 2, that we saw the big, big creations of the earth, right? Mountains, hills, everything. If you followed us in our series Understanding Genesis, you will know that a man was involved. I dare not explain that now. Get the series. Praise God. A man was there. Not angel, man. M-A, man diesel. Esther chapter 4. You don't like Esther. It's surprising that we are quoting Esther in the last day. Esther 4 verse 13. Is that your favorite scripture before? Be looking for it. Esther is there. It's not romance. Father Ezekiel, how is work? Okay, let's read together. Esther 4:13. Want to go? Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's court more than all the Jews." Verse 14. "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house, and who knowest whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time?" So if Esther refused, Israel would have been delivered, but only through another man. Praise God. Whichever way a man must arise. Look at the book of Judges. After the death of Joshua, Bible says he raised up judges for them. Just a paraphrase. That is why the place of the church is actually very important. You want to know God for yourself. You want to stay in the cocoon of your home, of your sitting room with messages, thinking you can know God just like that. Sorry, you need a man. I'm not talking to a ladies' man now, but you need a man. Tell your neighbor, say you need a man. Tell somebody, say you need a man. Is it too late? She has a man. Amen, amen. Exodus 3 verse 7. Where's brah? Michael. Exodus 3 verse 7. "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites." Hope everybody is looking at Israel Bible. If you catch your neighbor staring at pastor, just tell pastor's wife that somebody is looking at your husband too much. He's not looking at his Bible. Praise God. Whether male or female, we're in a desperate world, you know. Selah, I didn't say anything. I'm preaching. Now I'm live. Okay? So behave, everybody. So anybody, don't, male or female, look at your Bible. Don't look at pastor. Amen. Okay, sorry for that. And to bring them unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites. Verse 9. "And now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Verse 10. Want to go, everybody? Come now, therefore, and unto Pharaoh and the children of Israel. Wow. Okay, let me ask you this question. Can God deliver Israel from Egypt without Moses? But, finish it. There will be another man. Another man must be involved. Ezekiel 37. You have to value yourself. You have to see yourself as important in the equation of the miraculous. Like, you are indispensable. Please write that down. Write it, capital letters. I am indispensable in the equation of the miraculous. Write it, write it. I am me. Write your name. Adetola is indispensable. In the equation of the miraculous. God's power plus man equals result. I've not formulated the, you know, there may be some of you think there may be some catalyst, some. Okay. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them and round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can this bone live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Smart answer. Verse 4. And he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them. Who is saying? Who wants the bones to live? But who must say? Okay, oh yeah, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus hear the Lord. So, who is talking? But, on whose authority? A man is saying, thus hear the Lord. Not as we just read this Old Testament, we don't get it. John 1:12 says, for as many as received him, to them he gave power, exousia, authority, to become what? The sons of God. And I think I've showed you before in this church that as many as received him there is not just limited to the four gospels. As many as received his testimony. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who has what? Believed our reports. The power of the Lord will be revealed. So as many as believe him. As many as receive him. Moses received his testimony. He unveiled the power of God. But guess what? All that power that they unveil is simply called the right to be the Son of God. I think that thing is in one message that I'm here to preach. Yet to preach. You spy my... No, I'm about to say something which I've not said before. No, you think I'm carrying this one for a fizzy? It's not a fizzy. Amen. It's so that in case rapture happens and God, Jesus says, come and say, Jesus, okay, do your own rapture. I said, we are teaching them. Amen. When we are done, we go. Amen. For those who want to do wedding before, I say, God, well, okay, rapture has happened. I will wear some people here. When they are done, I will take them. Oh, God, see how carnality is just being unveiled. Okay, verse 5, focus. So thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause bread to enter into you. Say, man. God forgive me all. Say, honor God, but fear man. See, go on. If an unbeliever calls God from today till next year, until one Elijah hears it, nothing will happen to him. Then I will show you. Praise God. See verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a what? A noise, and behold, a shaking. I'd like to read this one. The bones come together, bone to his bone. Amen. Skip that. Don't worry. Don't interpret. Verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Son of man, say unto the wind. You know, verse 8 said there was no breath in them. So, verse 10, what happened? He prophesied again, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Oh, glory to God. See verse 11. Then said it unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, and will bring you out into the land of Israel. Verse 13, and you shall know, ooh, glory, that I am the Lord when I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave. He's not talking about your ancestral grave, amen. He's talking about the resurrection of Jesus, of mankind. Verse 14, no, don't forget, he may be saying Israel, but he's talking about humanity. Verse 14, and he shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, that I have spoken it, and perform it, saith the Lord. Glory to God. He said, then you will know that I am the Lord that have spoken it. But we saw a man speaking. Say, I am vital. You let you didn't talk. Say, I am vital. Malachi chapter 3. Okay. I want to teach you something this evening. So I said all I first set it in your mind that it is about you. You don't move, God does not move. You do nothing, Islam will take over. It's not prayer, it's not cause, they will. We keep fighting over unnecessary. We keep allowing unnecessaries in church. Don't worry. Christian Nigeria will become another. Is it Turkey or it will happen? It's not a curse. Do nothing, God will do nothing. We all be saying, you'll be saying, be pampering all your idols, all your false idols. You don't worry. They will take over. The devil will take over. That's just same man. No, I think it's Reverend Fayda that said. He said even a demon does not have the authority to operate without a man. No, understanding Genesis series 2 is loading. Huh? It's actually loading. Malachi 3 verse 1. Now let's see how prophecy works. This will help you also in your when you are giving utterance. Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Are you there? I will what? Send my messenger, he shall prepare the way before me. Are you looking at your Bibles? I want to teach you something now about, let me say, the devil, okay? Now, go to chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you who? Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, verse 6, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So, whose name was mentioned there? Elijah. Okay, rush to the New Testament, Matthew 17, verse 9. Matthew 17, verse 9. Don't worry, you see the same topic. Don't worry. Stopping demonic activities. 1 out of 5. Verse 9, are you there? Matthew 17. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Verse 10. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then said the scribes that Elijah must first come? Oh, that was referring to what? Malachi, right? See the response, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. 12. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not. But have done unto him whatsoever they listed, likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Verse 13. Want to go, everybody? Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of who? John the Baptist. So, who did prophecy mention? But who are we talking about? Go to St. Matthew 11, verse 10. For this is he, Matthew 11, 10, of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. He is correlating with Malachi 3, verse 1. Which shall prepare the way before me. 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Amen. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist even until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taketh it by force. 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, until John. 14. Everybody wants to go. And if you will receive it, this is which was to come. This is Elijah, which is also come. Now, please write this down. So, the name of a man can be mentioned in prophecy, yet we are actually foretelling about another. The name of a man can be mentioned in the Old Testament prophecy, yet we can be foretelling about another. This one will help you to interpret all those 1,000 years, 1,000, plenty of stuff in Daniel and the rest. Now, Isaiah chapter 14. Glory to God. Let me just give you a... Why? Good. Isaiah 14. Let me just give you this brain teaser. Like, start recording again. Don't forget. If it has stopped. All right, focus. Focus. Verse 3. I want to say something earlier. Why was John Baptist? Why do you think he was even called the Elijah to come? Everybody, heads up, everybody, heads up. Why do you think he was called the Elijah to come? Did John the Baptist perform any miracle? Huh? But did he have the accurate revelation of the scripture of Jesus? Yes. So he was called the greatest of the what? Of the prophets. So would that mean that Elijah, did he edify anybody? So Elijah was divided into two parts. One part showed up in the Old Testament, and that part showed up in John. So Elijah should have been John plus Elijah. That was a rhema. Anyway, just let me give you. You got what I'm saying. Like, the message of John plus the miracles of Elijah should have been one. So none of them was complete. Okay. Sorry, if you don't get that, don't worry. Isaiah 14, verse 3. You know, he said, John did no miracle. He said, but well, everything that John has said about this man is true. But who sent you to? Who told you not to do any miracle? Whereas Elijah did no edification. Who did he edify? Praise God. Isaiah 14, verse 3. So you don't have respect for Elijah. You're not respecting him. If you start dishing him, yeah, you will be sorry for him. Isaiah 14, verse 3. Want to go? Yes, let's read. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from hard bondage where there is made to serve. Verse 4. Take up this proverb against the king of slowly now. Against who? The king of Babylon. A physical king, right? Okay. And say, how has the oppressor seized the golden city? So, is he a physical king? Huh? Please write it in your notes. Write physical king. Write it.
Just, I'm trying to take you somewhere.
Write it. Write physical king. Okay. Let's continue. Yes, read. That's verse what? That's, okay, yes, flow. The Lord at and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke ruled the nation in anger. Stop, stop, stop. See? Verse 6. Sorry, I'm skipping some stuff. I have to restore that live stream. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruleth the nations in anger is persecuted. And none indirect. So, the persecutor is now being what? Persecuted. So, verse 7. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Verse 8. Yeah, the fair trees rejoice at thee. And the cedars of Lebanon saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. His fall is...
No. Okay. I put it, there's a paraphrase in my notes here. Hold on.
So, write this down. His fall brought joy to humanity. Number 7 said, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Verse 8. The fair trees, they rejoice at thee. And the cedars of Lebanon saying, since thou art laid down, no fella is come up against us. So, we saw that his fall brought joy to humanity. Are you with me, everybody? Are you with me? Don't get tired. I've not even started. Verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming. Is stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Verse 10. All they that speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Meaning powerless, right? Say powerless. Say powerless. Say powerless. Good. Verse 11. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. Wow. Who is this talking about? And the noise of thy vows, the worm is spread under thee. The worms cover thee, verse 12. Want to go? Yes. How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground? Which did weaken? Okay, of course, you should know this by now. Lucifer means, if you don't know it, please write this down. Lucifer in that place means shining light. Funny enough, it's the same thing like what they call Jesus, bright and morning star. So Lucifer there means shining light. Now write this down. So it's either an alias for somebody living in dominion or the name of that king of Babylon. That word Lucifer is either an alias for someone living in dominion. I hope you know all those evil Merodan. I don't know if you read all your 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. All those guys. So it's either an alias. You know this guy, you know what almost happened again? I want to pronounce this in Yoruba. Okay, but you know there's another way they shall write his name. They will put X E Xaxis. which is king of where? No. You know, there is a king of Persia that has conquered Babylon. You get me? Sorry, let's not go to kings. Look at where we're going. Now, so I said Lucifer means shining light. It's either an alias for somebody living in dominion or the name of that king of Babylon. So verse 13, see? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into where? Heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the side of the north. Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Wow. So can you see that this is already beyond the king of Babylon? Hello? Can you see that this is already beyond that physical king of Babylon? But we now saw a name, Lucifer. Also, that you saw the name Lucifer does not mean Lucifer was the name of that actual person we are talking about. You remember when where we read Malachi? We saw Elias. But at the end of the day, it was who? Someone else. So, of course, and you know how we interpret scripture? We have the law of emphatic mention, double mention. This is the only place we saw Lucifer. So, some people in just trying to override, they will say, well, all this scripture is not talking about Satan. No, it is talking about Satan. But it does not mean the name of Satan is what? Lucifer. Is that clear? Good. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. No, he said, please open your Bible, no matter how much you know it. Open it. Open. Because this is dictionary now. What is this? Okay, it's Amplified Bible. Nothing is big. Now, what did this guy say in that Isaiah 14, 3? He said, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the what? Stars of God. I will sit also upon the what? Mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Verse 14. I will ascend above the eyes of the cloud. I will be like. So Genesis 1, 26 was there. And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. Praise God. So who is to be in the likeness of God? Good man in Christ. So he wanted to be like man. Write it down. Right. He wanted to be like man. He wanted to rule man through man. Wow. He wanted the dominion of man. Whereas angels were actually created to minister for man, to man. Are you with me? Hebrews 1:14 was there. Are they not all ministering spirits? Hebrews 1:14. Yes, brother Bib, you ought to be here. Let's do your own work well. If I hope the journey was not too far. So, sorry, I left you by the wayside. Are they not all what? Ministering spirit. Hebrews 1, open now, open. See, I like to tell you to open because we are not all in the same. That you know it does not mean that your neighbor knows it. So, if you are not opening, you are not encouraging your neighbor to open. You open it. You read it again. Hebrews 1:14. We are not going to have a 21st century update of the Bible. Except for Pastor Nankas, I don't know what will be inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are they not all what? Ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So they are to carry out man's order, not to lord over man. Write that down. Please, I'm just trying to show you something. They are to carry out man's order, not to lord over man. So back to that Isaiah 14 verse 15. Let's now see his judgment. Oh, glory to God. Yet, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm getting excited. Which day? Sent forth to minister unto them, who shall be? Are they not all ministering spirits? Man is sent to minister to man. Is that what you are saying? Okay, no, okay. It's because I didn't read the context. Read from verse 12. You get what he's saying. So Isaiah 14 verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to where? Come on, Isaiah 14, 15.
That's New Testament, bruh, man. Isaiah cannot be there. Even by working for miracle, it can.
God will not do such miracle. And we won't do it either. Okay, Isaiah 14, verse 15. Yes, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Verse 16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider this, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?
Wait, hold on. Can you tell me the significance of the book of Job? Who can think on that? The significance of that book of Job. Think. Although we don't. I'm talking about Satan and dress now. I'm talking about revelation knowledge of Christ. Where was the first place Satan was mentioned? The word Satan. Where was the first? The best Moses could see was what? Serpent. There was serious drama all through. But at the end of the day, no, I believe Job wrote, or whoever wrote the book of Job, wrote it after everything has happened. No, God corrected Job. And that correction was actually what is not documented. Yeah. So, for him, it's not like as it is happening, they are writing it. It was, everything happened, maybe Job and somebody now sat down and wrote the whole story from beginning. Because if he knew that it was Satan, he will not. Because look at all his discussion from chapter 2 to chapter 41. There was no Satan there. Praise God. So what he wrote in chapter 1 was a revelation he received after God rebuked him. Don't. Amen. So in the book of Job, we saw something for the first time. There is somebody called Satan. And you just see, even Saul. I'm not trying to date Job right now. Let's leave the dating. When he lived and rest. Even Saul and David, the best they could say was that an evil spirit from the Lord was troubling David. They could not call him Satan. Sorry, was troubling Saul. They could not call him Satan. That is why that account of 2 Samuel chapter 24, right? When they said God moved David to number Israel. Somebody later was now rewriting that same issue. Now say, they didn't know me. It was Satan. Perhaps that person now, he had. Because you can, when you get home, just Google, just search Satan in the whole Old Testament and find out how many times it was mentioned. Praise God. But funny enough, when we enter the New Testament, we have some theologies that avoid the devil. Jesus came to open up the devil, to show this is he. So if you think we have a lot of Christianity today, not only in Nigeria, all over the world, that avoids the devil. Praise God. That's, you think there are grace preachers, but their own grace avoids anything. If somebody is possessed, like Pastor Nika said, I see somebody that is possessed. I said, I will just go to one corner, say, God, you will take control of that one. Amen. Pastor said, oh God, you have lost control. So, we are not teaching word to avoid the devil. I'm coming. Back to Isaiah 14. No, I have 30 more minutes. Don't look at your watch. I've missed you. And I'm ramping up slowly. So I can't wrap up. I can't be fast today. So just endure. I have what? I don't have all night on Friday. The Holy Ghost can change that.
Okay, 19. Isaiah 14. Okay, let me read from 17. Thou that made the world as what? A wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that openeth not the house of his prisoners. See that word? He said he does not open the house of his prisoners.
He's coming for a program. Go outside and pick the copies.
He said he openeth not the house of his prisoners.
Hey. That's serious.
There is no deliverance from the devil with the devil. Demons don't cast out demons.
I'll get it very soon.
Verse 18, all the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. Verse 19, but thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch. Wow. And as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, and as a carcass trodden under feet. Verse 20, thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never. Verse 21, keep reading. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their. Please don't forget to, don't quickly go rush to generational causes here. Whose children? Children of the king of Babylon. Okay? That they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. So it looks like he was not alone in his rebellion, right? Hello? He was not alone in. He said, prepare slaughter for the children, because of the iniquities of the fathers. Now, see verse 22. For I will rise up against them. Wow. So he was not alone. Was he alone? No. Before he was talking about just the king of Babylon. Now we are talking about his children. So, what would that symbolize? Fallen angels. Okay. For I will rise up against them, said the Lord of hosts, and cut off Babylon, from Babylon, the name and the remnant and son and nephew, said the Lord. 23, everybody wants to go. I will also make it a possession for the beaten and pools of water. And I will sweep it with the basin of destruction, said the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a final judgment for the devil. I'm rushing now. Matthew 8, 28.
Oh, glory to God.
There is a final judgment for the devil. Matthew 8, 28. See it. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gennesaret.
And, sorry, I've already written and read Gennesaret to this. Are you there, everybody? Are you there now? Good. Okay. I said, when he was come into to the other side of the country of the Gennesaret. Gergesens, thank you. There met him two what? Possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. 29. Want to go, everybody? And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come either to torment us before the time? So, of course, time there means season or the generation. Are you with me? Okay, are you here to torment us before the time? And what do you think is Jesus' answer? What's the next verse? Want to go? Yes. So Jesus cast them out, right? How do you torment demons? How do you torment a parasite?
Did Jesus torment these demons? You know, some people said that Jesus answered the prayer of demons in this place. The issue is, you're not getting something. What is the demon looking for? He wants to reside, oppress a man, right? So, how will he be tormented? So, did Jesus answer the prayer of a demon here? So, if we are to answer this question in verse 29, the demon said, "Art thou come either to torment us before the time?" What's the answer? Yes. Because the torment is to relocate him from his place of convenience. It's to render them homeless. Are you with me? See that Revelation chapter 20? Is it 20? 20, verse 2. So a day is coming that the devil and his demon will be fully bound. That is the one they call 1,000 years in prophecy. Revelation 20, verse 2. Are you there? And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Did you see this in your Bible? Huh? Did I say something else? 20 verse 2, then verse 10. Okay, 2 and verse 10. I just skipped. Sorry. So, of course, don't take those numbers literally. There is a judgment, a final judgment for the devil. But in preparation for that, there is something to be done. In rehearsing that one, hallelujah, we do something. Say we do something. Go to back to Matthew 8, verse 30. See what happened. And there was a good way of, look at your Bible, reopen every scripture. And there was a good way off from them, an head of swine feeding. So the devil besought him, saying, "If thou wilt cast us, I'll suffer us to go into the head of swine." Verse 22. And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the head of the swine. And behold, the whole head of the swine ran violently down a steep into the sea and perished in the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 14, verse 12. John 14, verse 12. Demons must be tormented before their time. Don't translate this into, because I'm going to talk a lot about demonic position, not today. I want to get my balance very well today. But you know, somebody will say you want to deliver somebody from a demon, and you are killing the man that is possessed. But you are your old church, remember? You will tie somebody down with cane. Will you remember? this one is wrong. Bring the holy cane. Come. You want to deliver somebody from a demon, and you are killing the man that is possessed because of the demon. Is demon not? Are you not fulfilling the mission of the demon? Are you not an additional demon? You know, the demon is doing his own small from within. You brought big pancreas. You know what pancreas in school? That does not break. Praise God. Oh no. Man have suffered. Oh, Jesus. John 14, verse 12. You are going to shout this to your neighbor. There is read and there is shout. Are you able to pick his call? Oh. That's Bravi Center. You will shout this to your neighbor. Brad Joshua, who is your neighbor? Don't face the microphone. Don't face the speaker. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. John 14, 12. Want to go? Yes, to somebody? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this. Because I go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
In your Bible, the works that I do, you will avoid. Then you will now do the of course, we know that the greater works is the things of the Spirit and getting men saved. But he said, the one I did, you will do also. I know it's not your fault. It's not our fault that, see this, John 14, 13. Want to go? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Oh, so I heal the sick, you will. I raise the dead, you will. I cast out demons, you will. See it again. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See verse 14, want to go? If you shall ask anything. Oh, wow. So, whatever I demand with my in Christ consciousness cannot be denied me. Say, whatsoever I ask in my name. Don't forget, you can ask in the name of Jesus and you're not asking in his name. Hope you understand that. You can call Jesus, you can shout Jesus 21 times, Holy Ghost fire, 250 times, and yes, you are not praying the name. To pray in the name is to pray as a son of God. Hallelujah. I love a man. Hey, Allen. At times, you want to cast out demons. He doesn't use the name of Jesus. He will just bounce into the congregation. Hey, I have come. Oh, my name is Allen. Pooh. Everyone will jump off. Amen. Amen. Say his name is my identity. I love that. He will just come. Say, hey. I come up, my name is A.A. Allen. I said, bah. And what? Immediately, poo, 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 poo. Everywhere. It's not about saying, what you call Jesus? Three times is small. Call the name of Jesus 21 times. Shout the Holy Ghost thunder 250 times. The demon will say, no, you have given the demon enough, because if you call that name first, the demon first jump out, you will be afraid. When the demon answer, you still call it second time, third time.
Oh, they are joking.
So, at the first mention of Jesus, the demon went. When you are saying the third time, he's back with seven more. So, to pray in the name of Jesus is to stand with your identity. It's not J-E-S-U-S. You are my Savior. Give me a big J, justify me, elevated me, celebrate me, U.S. umbrella over me. Yeah. That one cannot cast out. Can that one cast out demon? Thank God for reality of Christianity. You have to cut cake, wedding cake. What do you use to cut your wedding cake? Confess. So when you have, Pastor will say, when you have used the name to cut cake, to kiss the bride, you will kiss the bride and the, what is the correlation? No, there is Christianity and there is Christian society. A Christian society will use everything in Christianity to fulfill carnality. What is the correlation? Go and kiss your bride. Which one is gay? Yes, yes, so kiss the bride. Do you need an anointing for that one? Amen. Holy kiss. Holy kiss is peck in the Bible. It's not mouth to mouth. So when you now see a demon, Jesus, say, okay, you want to kiss me? Hey, get this right. The name must be powerful to you. You don't use it anyhow. I drink the blood of Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus in my radiator. I pour the blood on my road. I lay the... And when we are now talking about the forgiveness of your sin, that the blood is meant for, say, that one. Well, I think I have finished the blood on my car. there is none remaining for my salvation again. Praise God. Say, I'm in Christ. I'm in authority. See that, don't worry, I'm running up. See that verse 14? 14. Please, don't say to yourself, read to somebody. 14, want to go to somebody? Yes. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Sorry, say it with attitude. Please, somebody else. Want to go? Yes. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay. Oh, glory to God. No, actually, do you know we are powerful in our jokes? In right now, we are so powerful. So for you that you are new to this, don't get carried away with our we are powerful just like that. We are just okay. So you will put Jesus in that other place. If you ask anything my name, he will do it. So you face your neighbor again. Tell him. Tell somebody beside you. Want to go? Yes. If you ask anything in his name, he will do it. It will sink into you today. Face somebody else. Somebody else. Tell him. If you ask anything in his name, he will do it. Our issue is we have been used to unanswered prayers. And, like, I tell you the truth. A lot of times that we have prayed for the sick and they refuse to get healed, at times they got healed. Your own words reverse the healing. I'm serious. You get what I'm saying? You prayed. Thing happened. But you, instead of it to proceed in faith, you retarded in your words. This is the Bible now. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If this statement is not true, then our salvation too can actually be a temporary, fidgety, a sinusoidal salvation. If one part of the Bible is false, then we can query eternal salvation. If you can bank so much that I am saved by Christ, I am saved forever, then you must bank on your authority. Amen. Oh, come on. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Say we do greater works. Matthew 10 verse 7. And as we go, please say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. You've got to tell this to somebody. Verse 8. Who? So in the speaking is the authority. Edify assembly, you learn to speak with boldness. Say, I speak. With boldness. Say, I speak. With conviction. Say, I don't take. A no for an answer. When I tell a demon to go, he will run. Verse 8 to somebody. Once you go, yes. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Close yet. Freely you have received. Freely give. That last part is like a repeat. Close yet now. I give you freely now. Give it freely. What's wrong with you? Give it freely. Oh, glory to God. Let's personalize it. Matthew 10:8. Let's read personalizing it. Want to go? I heal the sick. I cleanse lepers. I raise the dead. I cast out devils. Freely I have received. Freely I give. Oh God! No, this was yeah, this last week at work. There was I'm live. Anyway, there was a man that came to me. Imagine you renting using 2.5 million minimum to rent a house in Abuja. I said, you have not spent 1 year, you are finished. I would have told you to move to the house. And he came to me and said, you should know the person that told me that he wants to move from Ghana to Abuja. And he said, he can't stay there again. He said, why? See, his wife said that anytime in the night,
Our way in that is that strange things. Say there's just some spirit in that house. They are troubling him. Say, although he doesn't feel the spirit that much. Say, but say at times they will just he can just fall down suddenly. You can just feel that the bed is on fire. I'm going to hear the end of the story. So what? And so we are packed out. Why didn't you tell me? I was just looking at him like this. Demon. Just a demon. Are you getting me? Just a demon. I mean, it's not a demon. Just a one. Maybe it's even one. No. Just one. And you pack out. I was saying, are you still there? Okay, I will come. I do, although you are attending maybe a weekend or something. Don't worry, I'll just come. I'll come to you. I'll come and sleep in the house one day. Amen? I want to take a CSN in the house and then the demon will go. But say, he has packed out 2.5 million. He has not spent 6 months. When you don't believe the word, anything will torment you, will disgrace you, you will. Anything. How will you enter a house and a demon will pursue you, Pastor Ezekiel? Praise God. And they are Christians. Almost pastors. Say, I work in authority. John 20. Verse 21. Demon will pursue me from the house. Where some people are pursuing demons from shrine. You just enter, you're like, hey, the demon will run out. He will run away. John 20:21. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say the works he did, I will do. Say, I won't leave the greater works, though. But what he did, I will do. John 20:21. Oh, glory. Then said Jesus to them. I think it was Bishop Oyedepo that first explained this to me. It was clear, it was serious. Say, peace be unto you as my Father hath sent me. Even so, send I you. What I carry is what you carry. My commission, hope you know this is a post-resurrection scripture. He said this after he rose from it. He said, as my Father sent me, same way I'm sending you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, why is he saying? You know, he didn't say as the Father sent me. Even so, the Father is sending you. No. As the Father sent me. Okay, Jesus had to meet the requirements of the Father. So, the Father sent him. But he didn't say the Father is sending you. He said, me, I am the one sending you. Why? Because everything needed for you to be equipped, I am the doer. I make you perfect, so I am sending you. So you don't, I am your qualifier in the miraculous. Simple. Don't say my grammar is wrong. Just write it down like that. I qualify you. In the place of greater works, in the place of the miraculous, you look at me. I am the one sending you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He sent you based on a finished work. Say the Father sent Jesus. Say Jesus sent me. Get that stuff in context. Okay, so that's why I came to tell you tonight that you are the stopping agent of demonic activity. You are the detergent. You are the apic. What else? You are the sniper. What is worse than sniper in this world? Nothing. So what is worse than sniper in this world? Not even get married 20.
You are the rat killer for demonic activities.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God wants his woman. You can start writing anything, and I'll just make some statement, then we close, then we hallelujah. There are no demons here, so they are outside. God wants his humanity free from oppression, but he can't do it without you. Yeah. He wants his humanity free from oppression. He never created the devil to lord over man, to possess man, to oppress man, to oppress his mind, to oppress his body, to bring sickness. But guess what? God cannot do it without you. No, for, you know, like I said it some time ago, between creation and when Jesus came, demons are there. They are plenty. They are filled everywhere. They are just, even they are just, the demons will be doing party. You know, Pharisees, are, you know, they are demons. You know, demons are all of them. No, they are, that is why when Jesus came, there was so much demons to cast out. Jesus cast out demons that has wallowed for 4,000 years on the earth. They were just so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. There must not be a possessed man in your community. No, all these lawful captives and lawful captives, I have written them already, just not today. You will see how to deal with all of them, each case. There is no lawful captive. There is none. There is a deceived captive. He now thought he's lawful. Praise God. You are the stopping agent. You stop demonic activities. You stop it. Oh, hallelujah. And in this place, discernment is actually increasing. Discernment. It's increasing. Now you are just in emergency. You just look at somebody. You just see a demon hanging somewhere on his ear. Just see some people. A demon is hanging on a bum bum. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing? Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Cavalry, Rusty, Vante, Copanta, Rossi, Vandello, Katata, Leo. Hey, Rusty, Gediros. And that's how you see it, too. It won't be hard. You just see it. You are just clear. She's just arguing. You have seen now. You just take a second look again. Yeah. You just see a demon. Anger is a waste. Oh, glory to God. Say, I have second sight. Say, I look again. Say, I look again. There are no demons here. I've seen something. Amen. Say, I look again. Oh, glory to God. You are looking at us. You are looking at yourself. Say, I look again. Say, I stare again. You know, you can look at somebody like this. Be deliberate. Say, stare again. You see it. You know, what you can see, like, personally, I rely a lot on discernment. In healings and the rest. But I love precision. So, like, you just go to see something. Oh, praise God. Psalm 91. Verse 13. Yevalisto. Sheketo lidade. Leprolazodae. Everybody here will cast out demons. You have done it, but you will do it much more. With precision, with authority. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 91. What is in verse 13? Want to go? Yes, let's read together. Want to go? Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample. That is you. In Mark 16, what was the works of darkness? Serpent. What do they mean? The works of darkness. So you will trample them. In that place, no, like I was saying, that was the best David could use to describe devils and demons. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I trample over the works of darkness. It's not about they don't harm me. It's not you are beyond that. Amen? Praise God. Even if you are not trampling, they don't harm you. But deliberately. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
No, there's no. See, remember Acts chapter 8? And Philip went to Samaria and he preached Christ unto them.
Yeah.
He preached Christ unto them. And what happened?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
When you expel demons, they are agents of sadness. They are agents of sorrow. When you expel them, there will be restoration of joy. Righteousness, joy, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that is the kingdom of God. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, with power, he went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. I think the word oppressed there, that's the Greek word katadunasino, right? Katadunasino. To press down. Oh, the devil is a bad devil. That word in the Greek means like you are using the hand of somebody to slap his face. Some people, the parts of their body is they are working against them. That's the devil. Now, I'm not trying to make you to see demons in everything. I mean, everybody. But there are demons operating through people. And you have to stop it. Now, do you know why I'm teaching you? So that it doesn't take you time to cast them out. What you don't do is to spend 1 hour casting out demons. You simply, just 2 minutes, and that one, then now start teaching. Not say, oh yeah, sakua, tie your leg.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Say, I'm the stopping agent of demonic activities. Say, I evict demons from their lodges. Why are we doing this today? We are preparing for that final torment of the devil. When you evict a devil from his house, you are tormenting him. He doesn't want to leave. Shall the prey be delivered from the hand of the mighty? Say, but thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Say, because I will contend with them that contend with them. Pray in tongues, everyone. Yeah.
Ye bolizo balade, rose, ye de.
That 1,000 years that the devil will be burned in the revelations, it will not be by the omnipotence of God. We get it later. It will be our actions. We are going to see a community that is demon free because we make it happen. We make it happen. We are the stopping agents. We are the stopping agents. When we preach the gospel, we are precise. We have that second sight, second loop. Oh. Sepole abalare sekebi, yepole izete, rasa, rate, webi, late, koza, pate, kon late, kon katebe, lapo, late, de, shoteleke, rosata, lepola, katate, lato kate, yeto tate, kon lateza, thank you. Hallelujah. No, tonight's not the prayer night. You go and pray the prayer at all. Demons don't need your prayer. You don't pray before them. They don't even need your tongues. Get it? At times, sir, bro, use tongues to defend our unbelief. A man ought to act. You are speaking in tongues. Disciples, Matthew 10. Did they speak in tongues? And they return in Luke 11, right? Luke 10, 19. Say, even the devils were subject to your name. Aye, Baba. So, just think about it. How many remnants do you think Judas quoted? You just say, just as you come, I'm here. So go. And the guy went. But because of where we came from, so you know, remember my post on Facebook? They have trained us. They have trained demonic, they have magnified that demonic power and consciousness in our minds. But it's off today. It's off. Oh. You don't need prayer before a demon. You don't need fasting before a madman. You shake it out. Hallelujah. You shake it out. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, what do they respond to? The words that they can hear. Not tongues. They can't hear tongues. Amen? Demons don't hear tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I walk in authority. Pray in tongues, everybody. Just pray in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Shatala bala 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 bala. Zetete. Zete pata. Zepoba. Rostake. Polikete. Polikete. Tata tete. Sakatala bala 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 bala. Shatala bala bala teketita. Sapala bala 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 bala. Zetepide bo. Patetia gozipo. Rostate. Pakata. Partendo. Liketoli. Lelo. Zepa. Papa. Rasta poli na zema na na na, yendo kamakado, hehe. Zapoli malabash, zatele malabao, katele braka tala gasada. Yendo ba bebe, yendo ba bebe. Zatele malabao. Oh, I know you have done it before. Precision. Precision, 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 speed, 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 speed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived by their optics. They know how to do lots of optics. You know what I mean by optics? Physicals. Don't be carried away. Your words are powerful. As they are doing optics, what do you have? Word. You speak. You speak. I'm blessing everybody. You speak. Stop looking. Envelope around. You speak. They don't that the optics is to make you think less of yourself. Is to make you think less powerful than less powerful. Oh, glory to God. Cast them down. Cast them down, they will not rise again. Cast them down, trample upon them, they will not rise again. They will not. True dominion is with the man in Christ. True dominion. Whatsoever you do is done. You have God's backing. I took you through that long trip to know that what you are to do is God's expectation. There are no demons in heaven. There shouldn't be demons on earth. There will be done well on earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we can make this earth like heaven. One day we are going to look at the reason why heaven and earth was separated. Oh, glory to God. And we can restore unity. Glory to God. We bring it back. So that will be done on that. So guys, you get to work. No, between now and Friday, you get to work. And you get to work. Say, I get to work. Say, I'm capable. Say, this is me. When I'm giving you optics too, I am his teaching. Say, this is me. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Say, this is me. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Say, this is me. Here I am. Glory to God. Let's calm down. Brother, where are you? Say, this is me. If you don't notice this, even in secular meetings, at times you should be speaking and you just commanded one type of silence. Every demon, even though you are not casting them out, they are just oppressed because you are talking. You are just talking. Everybody just blah. You are new. No, we are in secular things here, but we are different. Praise God. You oppress demons by default. So earlier you know that by the better. Like no default. By default, you oppress demons. That's why at times when you are around, they will keep quiet. They will now appear sane. You now be speaking Queen's English. I will get there. A lot of churches where they are just speaking all those Queen's bookish English. There are plenty demons there. Plenty. They will use grammar to cover the demonology. Take us offline, Jerry. Thank you. Stop streaming. Amen. There are plenty. No demons. You know their best weapon is deception. Don't know that they are there. You like to operate in obscurity. How will there not be a demon on that pulpit? A demon was there, was it right on? Right over. You know, we get. I told you it's part 1 to 5. That a demon is operating through somebody doesn't mean he's not born again. I've told you, it's not operating in the spirit. A demon operating in the spirit is useless. It's not doing anything there. It's useless for a demon to operate in the spirit. What do you want to do there? His mind, his body. Because demons, they want to show too. So they don't do anything in the spirit. Why are they doing that? When you say, I've been initiated. You at times, some people, you first slap them before you now cast out demons. Who initiated you? To what? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, Friday will be here. 10 o'clock be here. 10 p.m. be here. And just one advice, when you are coming, bait. Because I don't have a decent baiting room here. So bait that evening, because you will not bait again for the next 24 hours after then. Okay, amen? Praise God. Don't bring anything. Although if you have pita cola from your ancestors, you can bring one. And try and come fasting, okay? I'll tell you when you break, when you come here. Come fasting. That's all you need to do. Praise God. We want to have a great time here. We just want to see. We want to see it. In our time, we will see it. We are going to rank all the